Welcome to the University of Michigan Press Podcast, a monthly show featuring interviews with University of Michigan Press authors. M is for Michigan Football explores 26 of the many traditions and highlights of the University of Michigan football program, the winningest in all of college football. The book features eye-popping photos, historical details, and trivia about myriad Wolverine football traditions in alphabetical order, from beloved Coach Bo Schembechler, B, the annual border war with Ohio State, the game, G, Michigan's 11 national championships, N, to zero, the number of losses suffered by the 1901 Wolverines in their undefeated, untied, and unscored-upon season, Z. Greg Nelson, who was born in Jackson, Michigan, and currently resides in Florida, is a Michigan fan and college football enthusiast who has been writing professionally for more than 25 years. Hi, Greg. So you have this book, and I wanted to ask you, what gave you the idea to write an A to Z book on U of M football history?
Well, like any book, the idea really originates from a love of your subject, and I've been a Michigan fan and a college football enthusiast for my entire life. I grew up in Jackson and living just a short drive from Ann Arbor. I also lived in the Canton area. For the better part of 40 years, I had the pleasure of watching Michigan football, you know, pretty much every fall weekend throughout my life. So when you're a kid growing up, you know, amidst the winningest program in college football history, it's easy to generate that kind of enthusiasm. And that was especially true for me as my interest in football was really starting to develop at about the same time that Bo Schembechler was beginning his amazingly successful run as the Wolverines head coach. Although I currently live in the Orlando area, today's media with cable and ESPN, all that, it allows me to continue following Wolverines, you know, every day and certainly every game day. And that's trickled down to my children as well. They look forward to watching the games and being part of it as well. And it was really their enthusiasm that pushed me to create this book. It was a kind of a special opportunity for me to share the common interest while providing some history and some insight into the Michigan program. Of course, when you're dealing with a program that's had the success of Michigan and a school that has such an avid and enthusiastic fan base, I knew right away that it was supposed to be a book that not just geared towards children, but for the entire, you know, Wolverine fan base. So while we maintained the initial A to Z format, we brought in some additional content that would appeal to every University of Michigan fan, and really any college football fan, regardless of their age or university affiliation.
So out of all of them, what is your favorite letter of the bunch?
Well, it was really a lot of fun to put all the letters together, and it's a great question. I'm not sure I can really narrow it down to just one, certainly a couple. I think all Michigan fans will enjoy the information provided for all the letters. But if I wanted to pick one or two, I'd have to say letters Z and F. Both of these letters provide a unique historical perspective into the Michigan program, and both offer, you know, rather exceptional photographs that were obtained through University of Michigan's Bentley Historical Library. It's really some great pictures throughout the book. Letter Z represents zero, which stands for the number of losses that were suffered by the 1901 Wolverines team. And what makes that team so special, really, is that not only did those Wolverines finish a perfect, undefeated, untied season, but the defense allowed 0 points. That's pretty amazing. In fact, during that incredible season, Michigan outscored its opposition by a whopping 550-0, if you can believe that. The team went on to play Stanford in the very first Rose Bowl, and they didn't skip a beat from there. They jumped out to a 49-0 lead, and eventually Stanford requested that the game actually be called after three quarters. And it was such a lopsided victory for Michigan that the Rose Bowl wasn't played again for 15 more years. What's really intriguing to me about letter Z is the photo that depicts Michigan's team riding in the Rose Bowl. You know, we look at today's Rose Bowl, the beautiful floats heavily laden with fresh roses, and the picture we depict is the Wolverines shown riding high in a wooden carriage, kind of a wagon. The letter F is another one of my favorites. It represents another intriguing historical aspect of the Michigan program. It's a photo of former President Gerald R. Ford. While most Michigan fans recognize Ford's past as a Wolverine, I don't think he really receives the accolades he deserves as a gridiron hero. An All-American selection at U of M, Ford anchored Michigan's teams on both sides of the ball, played center on offense and linebacker on defense, and he helped lead the Wolverines to not one, but two undefeated seasons and two national championships.
I did not know that. Okay, so there has to be some controversy, right? So what would you consider to be the most hotly debated question about Michigan football history?
Well, many questions can be debated throughout the history of Michigan football. The question that I think merits the most discussion is the same question that's on the minds of almost every team's fans every year. It's who's the best quarterback. This is a question that can be debated almost annually, who should be leading the team. But it's also a question that can be looked at over time. And so what is it that makes a quarterback better than one other one? Is it the number of touchdown passes? Is it leadership qualities? Is it wins and losses? Everyone has an opinion. Michigan's been blessed with a long list of great quarterbacks, and many have gone on to great careers in the National Football League. But in this book, we're asking who's the best quarterback at Michigan. Was it Tom Brady, Brian Greasy, Rick Leach, Elvis Gerback, Todd Collins, or was it quarterback from an earlier era such as Pete Elliott or Benny Friedman? Quarterback is a question that's been debated for as long as there has been football, and it's a question that will continue to be debated forever. It's also a question on our list in the book, and we'd like to hear the opinions of all Michigan fans, young and old. So we're asking that they log on to our online survey and let us know what they think.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. There is an online component to your book, so tell us about it.
Yes, M is for Michigan Football. It's more than an educational tribute to the Wolverines' history. It's meant to provide special memories for fans, allowing them an opportunity to look back at particular plays and moments in time. For example, watching Desmond Howard's famous Heisman pose in the end zone, we want to bring back those memories. And with that in mind, we've incorporated a series of questions designed to encourage fan interaction. In today's modern media world, fans everywhere, really around the globe, can interact, share opinions, and debate various questions on blogs and social media outlets. And other than politics, there might not be any other subject that lends itself to opinion and debate more perfectly than sports. What we've done is come up with 10 questions that we'd like to see debated among Michigan fans. We focus these debates not around the entire history of the program, but rather the last 40 years, kind of starting with the Bo Schembechler era in Ann Arbor. And for each debate question, we've provided several possible alternatives to start the discussion. We've purposely only provided a handful of possibilities, so there are definitely a number of other options that would be brought up for debate. Remember, these are designed to be fun discussions. There's no right or wrong answers, just opinions. Really, every Michigan fan has an opinion or a special memory we'd like to hear about. You can register your own opinion online at www.press.umich.edu/survey/football.html. The results will be compiled, and we'll let all Michigan fans help determine the ultimate choice among each debate question, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it all comes out.
Okay, everybody weigh in. So now, what letter would you most like to see added to the Michigan football alphabet? And that is, what accomplishment would you most like to see them achieve?
Well, in the book, the letter W stands for winged helmet. But like any fan, I'd like to see the W continue to represent what it's represented more than anything else at Michigan, and that's wins.
Absolutely. There you go.
I think all fans would love that. There's so many great traditions associated with Michigan football, but none is greater than the tradition of winning. There's a great pride in having the most wins in college football history. It's a pride that resonates throughout the Michigan fan base. It's a pride that all Michigan fans, every football Saturday, it's on their mind as they fill the stadium and show their amazing blue colors. So wins are what keeps the fan coming back in record numbers year after year after year, and packing the stadium with 100,000 plus. And wins are what every Michigan fan expects. So with a winning tradition that dates back for more than a century, I would say that W for wins is the one thing I believe, we all yearn for every season.
Well, hear, hear. And Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
I've had a great time, and look forward to more wins, and hopefully people will enjoy the book and all the great photography that comes with it.
And weigh in on those that survey.
Absolutely. We want to hear from everybody.
Right. Thanks again. We've been speaking with Greg Nelson, author of M is for Michigan Football. And don't forget, visit www.press.umich.edu/survey/football.html and vote for your favorite U of M players and moments. To learn more about our books, please visit us on the web at press.umich.edu. This podcast has been brought to you by the University of Michigan Press, copyright 2008, all rights reserved.